This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
The A is related to a point of access, and when an MK leaves the field, their world is obviously shattered in many ways. There's a lot of visible losses that they understand, but there's a lot of hidden losses. Their loss of their status, obviously loss of relationships, loss of their possessions that they had to leave behind. And so their world is kind of, you know, shattered and rocked pretty hard at that point. Kids that do well at leaving the field and do their homework and say their goodbyes and build their raft. If that kind of work is done on the field, a kid has a lot better advantage coming back. They're ready to access. They're ready to exit because they've done the work emotionally that needs to be done. And that's all good. But at some point, the city gate became a point of access to the entrance of the city or to the wilderness, wherever that was going to take them as well. And so it's helpful to have kind of relational access points as well as resource access points for our kids when they make the transition back. And helping a kid find a local church is a good access point. It's a place where there could be quality community involved. It's a place where there's obviously people who love the Lord, who have their own businesses and networks. And so it allows this kid to come into a situation where there's some pretty good possibilities if they get into a solid local church that access point is going to be beneficial and helpful. Many MKs are reluctant to do that. They're reluctant to go ahead and find it, and it's hard. It's hard for any college kid to really jump into a local church environment. They're managing time on their own for the first time, likely. They are taking full responsibility for nearly every aspect of their life, emotional, spiritual, physical, mental, social areas of their life. And so some kids find it difficult to get into a pattern and get into a groove and say, I'm going to give this priority. I'm going to make it happen. So I think as parents and as mission agencies, we can kind of prepare the way for the kids again, give them quality access points for that. If your kid is going to a secular university, doing the homework ahead of time, are there any campus ministries on site? Mm-hmm. Those would be quality access points for them. Is there an MK group on campus? Is there an international community on the campus? Those are natural places for MKs to get connected with other international students. They have an affinity with them, and they actually will find each other on the campus. And so doing that investigating on the front end is very helpful. I'm working right now with a family from Asia, and their daughter is graduating from high school a year and a half from now. They're checking out colleges, but the parents are doing the homework on the front end of the colleges that she's interested in. They're checking into all of that. They're using their network to provide access points for their daughter. And so I really affirmed them, and I said, you know, I know it's taking a lot of time on your part to do the research and to find the names of the people and to find whether or not these ministries are actually up and running. And but they're doing it, and it's making a difference. And I doubt that they'll choose the college based on that, but it will obviously have an influence for them as a family on the decision as they make it together. I think, too, just key access points in relationships. Again, if there's ways that we can help students build quality relationships with people back in this country, it can make a huge difference. Those can be artificial, but they can be thought through a little bit. We, particularly in our situation, we did our furloughs in the same location each time. So we chose to make an intentional decision to do our furloughs in one location so that our kids could connect with that community. And at least that community on their transition was an access point for them. So that's kind of what we're talking about when we think about access points, to be able to purposefully set up relationships and resources that could be helpful for to our kids in the change. And some of that stuff is hard to do, but can be done. Immediate family can sometimes be a help, mm-hmm. but not always. You know, our kids will have a favorite uncle, but, you know, maybe not know the rest of the family at all. And so immediate family can be those access points, too, depending on what kind of relationship a missionary family has with their families here in this country. And so to use those to the advantage of the MK as a safety net, again, can be huge, can be really huge. You know, all of us, I think I see myself always as a learner. And when a kid is in transition, they're, I guess, first of all, MKs are really good at change. They really are good at transition. They just don't know it. They've done them all their lives. Missionary families, before they go overseas, are trained in pre-field training. They do cultural training. What's it going to be like to land in Papua New Guinea, learning the language, learning the culture ahead of time. And then you have this huge cultural learning curve when you get to a country of service. As adults, we do this, you know, and it's, I think, more difficult for us. But when I took my kids overseas, they were learning this as a child. And so MKs have the tools, I believe, to do transition well. But when it comes to the major transition of shifting back to this country, I think they forget the fact that they know how to do culture. They know how to do language acquisition. They know how to do change, and because they've learned it as a child. The same things that they've just taken in as a child and adapted to now have to be applied as an adult. And so for them, there may be some areas in their lives that they need to be taught. So the T, standing for the place of teaching, means that there may be some things that they have to come back and actually learn all over again. The values of the North American culture, or the culture which they find themselves in. The social systems and how they work. Simple things as the bus routes. If a kid grew up in the bush of Africa, you know, how to ride a bus. Learning the systems of those things a kid has to figure out. They can do it on their own. They have the tools to do it on their own. But how great would it be to have some teachers who can come in and take the place of teaching? And that's what actually happened at the City Gate. A lot of the teaching would take place there. And the rabbis would come, and they would have a group of people around them, and they would teach whatever principle was needed. Some organizations have staff members and people in their organizations who are able to do some of that teaching, that cultural teaching. How to do taxes, for example, that most kids have no clue to do, but at that age they're beginning to need to do those kinds of things. How to manage their bank account and their checkbooks, and all those skills can be taught. Some before they get to the States, others will need to be taught once they arrive. And so that's really what that's all about. And you could take that over into, you know, just basic living skills, you know, driving a car. Some kids will get their international driver's license while they're overseas, but they really don't know how to drive. And so I think that just kind of skills to survive within this country may need to be taught.
Yeah.
I'm amazed how many kids come back from overseas and they've never done any housework, because they've always had someone who is taking care of the house or taking care of the yard and the garden and all of those things that are really nice perks mm-hmm. as missionaries that we sometimes take for granted. And so teaching a kid how to do their own laundry and buy their own groceries and prepare their own meals, just basic living types of things, can be helpful. And then if you wanted to look at it from a spiritual standpoint, how, you know, to be able to teach your kids how to feed themselves spiritually, you know, and, you know, plugging into the right group of people for that is really important. But for many kids, that's going to be a whole new territory for them. They've had a lot of parental help. The mission maybe has been a part of that. The MK school potentially where they've gone to might be part of it. The analogy I like to use is the passing of the Olympic torch. And so, you know, at the Olympic Stadium, when the torch comes into the stadium and it lights the cauldron or whatever yeah. it is that's there, how did the torch get to that place in the stadium? It was carried by a number of people from one person to the next, and it was handed off and handed off. And at adolescence, between the ages of 16 and 18 and 20, right in there, kids are being handed the torch spiritually. Parents are ready to give it. Some kids are ready to receive it, but most likely it will end up in their lap as an MK at that age. And so they have to determine, what are they going to do with it? Is this going to be my faith? When will it become personal to them, and when will they own it? And so that could be taught as well. You know, we can prepare our kids along the way to say, okay, as you're making this transition back, there's going to be a point in time where you actually have to grab the torch and you have to carry it yourself. You know, my prayer is, as a parent, that my kids will receive it and they'll make it their own. You know, that's, but I can't assume that that's going to happen. And I can do some things to kind of to prepare the way and teach them to be ready to receive it at that age. And that's what it's all about. And so you could take each area of their lives and kind of say, okay, what 3 to 4 things would I need to teach my kid in the transition experience to help them as they make this transition, and be purposeful about it. Things that we can't teach before they leave, then we look to our guardian, or we look to a network to help provide that teaching and put them in places where they can actually receive it. I think it works pretty well that way. But I think too, though, you know, you mentioned, are kids willing to receive it? Whenever you're in a teacher-student role, you know, if it's going to be effective, you have to have quality teaching, but you also have to have a learner who's willing to receive it. And so the attitude of the MK becomes pretty important at that point. Am I really going to come back to this culture as a learner, or am I going to come back and say, coming back to, you know, whatever country that the kids are returning to, they have to have an attitude that, you know, they are going to be planted there for a while. So to make the best of it, I'll kick into my cultural learner mode, if you want to call it that, and we'll learn whatever it takes to help myself assimilate back in. I think one thing that kids fear is that if they take that posture, that they are going to become whatever that culture is all about. And I try to tell kids, you know, your overseas experiences are so rich, you know, that you're really not going to lose anything from growing up overseas. You're not, you know, a lot of kids come back and they're afraid, well, if I learn, you know, my home cultures or my passport culture's world, am I betraying my country? And I try to tell them, no, you know, you're not betraying it. You're just setting yourself up to make a quality transition here and a quality change. And you want to do the best you can in that situation. So, yeah, it may mean learning some of the cultural issues that this country has. Doesn't mean you have to own them necessarily. But for you to survive here, you're going to have to probably understand them at least and go from there.
Feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.